And the train is coming down the track, and we're going right the other way. You might say the train is coming...
Right for us.
Or
right toward us.
And you meet somebody downtown. You didn't expect to meet him, and you come home and tell your wife, guess who I saw? I
saw old John Horn this afternoon. He was an old man that used to go thrashing, and I said he was sure surprised to see me. He said he hadn't seen me since we were thrashing together years ago.
Would you say you ran
into him at the sale?
Mm-hmm. And the boy has the same name as his father. You might say the father might say we named the child.
Well, John or John Jr.
Well, we named him, the mother says, we named the child, would you say after or father?
After his dad.
For him?
Named him for his dad, yes. John Jr.
Okay. And the kind of animal that barks?
Dog.
And if you wanted the dog to attack another dog, you'd say?
Sick him. Does lots of times.
And if you wanted to call a dog to you, you'd say?
You'd whistle at it.
And the kind of dog that's a lot of different kinds of dog, not much of any kind.
That'd be a cur dog, mongrel.
And you say, watch out for that dog.
He might bite you.
And you might get...
He might get bit. They all bite me, that's one thing. Because my wife get out and go in any place where there's a dog. We went visiting once to a friend's house, and they had a little pup coming running out, a little bobtail terrier, and he was just a more and a barking, and I says, will your dog bite, Tom? No, he says he wouldn't bite nothing. And my wife got out and walked right past him in the house, and we stood there and talked a few minutes. Finally I got out of the car and stepped down, and he came out from under the car and grabbed me by the britcher leg right now. He's just waiting for me.
You walk across the pasture, you better watch out for the angry...
For the bull.
And do you have a special word that you'd use around women, let's say? You wouldn't want, in the presence of women, you wouldn't want to say bull?
Well, you'd call him an animal, or... Granddad Crothers used to call him the cow brute.
Is he a native of this area?
Yes, he was. He's born right in this...
That he'd only say cow brute in front of ladies, so.
Yeah, he'd call him the cow brute.
And then the animal that gives the milk is a
cow.
And he had an ox, and he had another ox. You'd call that a
team of oxen.
And if you had four oxen, you'd say that would be two.
Two pairs of oxen. There's an old ox yoke in that barn down on the home place. It's down there yet, I guess. The old hay barn's still there.
Would you ever say two yokes of oxen, or two?
Yes, you could say two yoke of oxen.
Yoke.
Not yokes, just yoke.
That varies. I try to suggest one, I suggested the wrong one. The baby cow was called a...
Calf.
And the cow was expecting a baby calf. Say Daisy is going to
freshen,
and the animal that you'd ride would
be the horse, pony.
And as a city boy, you might say, I have never
ridden a horse.
And if I would ride a horse, I say yesterday I rode one and I
fell off.
Is there a name for a male horse?
Yes, stallion.